Decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, the host, coming to you from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. Good to have you here with us. It's Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022. Squirrel Chatter is a podcast dedicated primarily to the public reading of Scripture, and secondarily to my thoughts on various topics of the day. Today's going to be a brief one. We're just going to jump right into our scripture reading, and then I've got to get busy because today is packing day. Today is the day that I am putting everything together for my early morning departure for Shepherd's Conference tomorrow morning. It also means that this is the last Squirrel Chatter Live for about 2 weeks. I've got a whole plate of pre-recorded shows uploaded and scheduled and ready to go, so that a new episode of Squirrel Chatter will be dropping at 7:30 every morning, Mountain Time, while I am gone. And so you won't miss. I'm doing that mainly just to keep up with the Bible reading. If we weren't doing this Bible reading schedule, I'd probably just skip Squirrel Chatter for the next 2 weeks. But I don't want to fall behind on our Bible reading. So we're going to have pre-recorded Squirrel Chatter episodes for the next 2 weeks. And I look forward to that. I hope you do too. And I'll talk more about my Shepherd's Conference trip after we get through with our scripture reading today. Squirrel Chatter is part of the Christian podcast community, and I always want to encourage you to head on over there to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com. You'll find something worth listening to. I am quite confident. There's a lot of podcasts over there, and new podcasts are joining the community all the time. It is a growing network of doctrinally sound Christian podcasts, and so you're sure to find something over there. I just realized I'm using my Steeplehouse coffee mug, and I will actually be getting coffee from Steeplehouse Coffee on Sunday morning because I'll be at Grace Community Church. Lord willing, I've got, I ran it through the Google Maps yesterday just to confirm my timing, and it's 19 hours. I was thinking it was 17 hours, but it's 19 hours of windshield time from here to, actually, the landmark I used was Grace to You. The Grace to You offices, it's 18 hours and 54 minutes is what Google Maps says it takes me to drive from here to the Grace to You offices. And I will be doing that over 2 days. So I will stop somewhere in southern Utah for tonight and then continue on in, and hopefully we'll be in there right around lunchtime, maybe a late lunch on Friday. All right, our scripture reading today is Numbers 1 and 2, Psalm 64, and Hebrews 11. So let's begin, as we are wont to do, with our prayer of confession from the 1552 Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. And now our prayer for the reading of the word. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Numbers chapter 1. And again, we are reading from the Legacy Standard Bible. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting, on the first of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, "Take a census of all the congregation of the sons of Israel, by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, every male, head by head, from 20 years old and upward, whoever is able to go out to war in Israel. You and Aaron shall number them by their armies. With you, moreover, there shall be a man of each tribe, each one head of his father's household. These then are the names of the men who shall stand with you. Of Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedeur. Of Simeon, Shelemiel, the son of Zurishaddai. Of Judah, Nashon, the son of Amminadab. Of Issachar, Nathanael, the son of Zuar. Of Zebulon, Eliab, the son of Helon. Of the sons of Joseph. Of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Ahimahud. Of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. Of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni. Of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. Of Asher, Pegiel, the son of Ochran. Of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. Of Naphtali, Ihari, the son of Enan. These are they who were called upon by the congregation, the leaders of their fathers' tribes. They were the heads of divisions of Israel. So Moses and Aaron took these men who had been designated by name, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month. Then they registered by genealogy in their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, head by head, just as Yahweh had commanded Moses. So he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. Now the sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, their genealogical registration by their families, by their father's household, according to the number of names, head by head, every male from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go out to war, their numbered men from the tribe of Reuben were 46,500. Of the sons of Simeon, their genealogical registration by their families, by their father's households, their numbered men, according to the number of names, head by head, every male from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go out to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Simeon were 59,300. Of the sons of Gad, their genealogical registration by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go out to war, their numbered men of every of the tribe of Gad were 45,650. Of the sons of Judah, their genealogical registration by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go out to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Judah were 74,600. Of the sons of Issachar, their genealogical registration by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go out to war, their numbered men of the tribes of Issachar were 54,400. Of the sons of Zebulun, their genealogical registration by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go out to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Zebulun were 57,400. Of the sons of Joseph, namely, of the sons of Ephraim, their genealogical registration by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go out to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Ephraim were 40,500. Of the sons of Manasseh, their genealogical registration by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go out to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Manasseh were 32,200. Of the sons of Benjamin, their genealogical registration by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go out to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Benjamin were 35,400. Of the sons of Dan, their genealogical registration by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go out to war. Their numbered men of the tribe of Dan were 62,700. Of the sons of Asher, their genealogical registration by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go out to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Asher were 41,500. Of the sons of Naphtali, their genealogical registration by their families, by their fathers' households, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go out to war, their numbered men of the tribe of Naphtali were 53,400. These are the ones who were numbered, whom Moses and Aaron numbered, with the leaders of Israel, 12 men, each of whom was his father's household, each of whom was of his father's household. So all the numbered men of the sons of Israel by their father's households, from 20 years old and upward, whoever was able to go out to war in Israel, even all the numbered men were 603,550. The Levites, however, were not numbered among them by their father's tribe. Yahweh had spoken to Moses, saying, "Only the tribe of Levi shall you shall not number, nor shall you take their census among the sons of Israel. But you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, and over all its furnishing, and over all that belongs to it. They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings, and they shall attend to it. They shall also camp around the tabernacle. So when the tabernacle is set out, the Levites shall take it down, and when the tabernacle encamps, the Levites shall set it up. But the layman who comes near shall be put to death. And the sons of Israel shall camp, each man by his own camp, each man by his own standard, according to their armies. But the Levites shall camp around the tabernacle of the testimony, so that there will be no wrath on the congregation of the sons of Israel. So the Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of the testimony." Thus the sons of Israel did, according to all which Yahweh had commanded Moses, so they did. Chapter 2. Now Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, "The sons of Israel shall camp, each by his own standard, with the banners of their fathers' households. They shall camp around the tent of meeting at a distance. Now those who camp on the east side toward the sunrise shall be of the standard of the camp of Judah, by their armies, and the leaders of the sons of Judah. Nashon, the son of Amminadab, and his army, even their numbered men, 74,600. Those who camp next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar, and the leader of the sons of Issachar, Nathanael, the son of Zuar, and his army, even his numbered men, 54,400. Then the tribe of Zebulun, and the leader of the sons of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon, and his army, even his numbered men, 57,400. The total of the numbered men of the camp of Judah, 186,400, by their armies. They shall set out first. On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben by their armies, and the leader of the sons of Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedeur, and his army, even his numbered men, 46,500. And those who camp next to him shall be of the tribe of Simeon, and the leader of the sons of Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, and his army, even their numbered men, 59,300. Then the tribe of Gad, and the leader of the sons of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Deuel, and his army, even their numbered men, 45,650. The total of the numbered men of the camp of Reuben, 151,450, by their armies, and they shall set out second. Then the tent of meeting shall set out with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camps, just as they camp, so they shall set out, every man in his place by their standards. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim by their armies. And the leader of the sons of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Ammihud, and his army, even their numbered men, 40,500. Next to him shall be the tribe of Manasseh. And the leader of the sons of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur, and his army, even their numbered men, 32,200. Then the tribe of Benjamin, and the leader of the sons of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, and his army, even their numbered men, 35,400. The total of the numbered men of the camp of Ephraim, 108,100 by their armies, and they shall set out third. On the north side shall be the standard of the camp of Dan by their armies, and the leader of the sons of Dan, Ahiezer, the son of Aminashadai, and his army, even their numbered men, 62,700. Those who camp next to him shall be of the tribe of Asher, and the leader of the sons of Asher, Pagiel, the son of Ochran, and his army, even their numbered men, 41,500. Then the tribe of Naphtali, and the leader of the sons of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan, and his army, even their numbered men, 53,400. The total of the numbered men of the camp of Dan was 157,600. They set out last by their standards. These are the numbered men of the sons of Israel by their fathers' households. The total of the numbered men of the camp of the camps by their armies, 603,550. The Levites, however, were not numbered among the sons of Israel, just as Yahweh had commanded Moses. Thus the sons of Israel did, according to all that Yahweh had commanded Moses. So they camped by their standards, and so they set out, every one by his family, according to his father's household. Excuse me. Psalm 64. For the choir director, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint. Guard my life from dread of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of evildoers, from the tumult of the workers of iniquity, who have sharpened their tongue like a sword. They aimed bitter speech as their arrow, to shoot from places of hiding at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They hold fast to themselves an evil purpose. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, "Who can see them?" They searched out unrighteousness, saying, "We have completed a diligent search. For the inward thought of a man and his heart are deep." But God will shoot them with an arrow. Suddenly they will be wounded. So they will cause their own tongue to turn against them. All who see them will shake their head, and all men will fear. And they will declare the work of God, and will consider what he has done. The righteous man will be glad in Yahweh and will take refuge in him. And all the upright in heart will boast. Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he was approved as being righteous. God approved his gifts. And through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up. For prior to being taken up, he was approved as being pleasing to God. And without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who draws near to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. By faith Noah, being warned about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world, and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith even Sarah herself received ability to conceive, even beyond the proper time of life, since she regarded him faithful who had promised. Therefore there were born even of one man, and him as good as dead at that, as many as the stars of heaven in number, and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. All these died in faith, without receiving the promises, having seen them, and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been remembering that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they aspire to a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises was offering up his only son, to whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called." He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he also received him back. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even regarding things to come. By faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel, and gave commands concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin regarding the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. For he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the rage of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after welcoming the spies in peace. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I recount Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, as well as David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, performed righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong from weakness, became mighty in war, and put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced mockings and floggings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with the sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in desolate places and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us they would not be made perfect. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the Collect for Grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be governed by thy governance, to do always that is righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right. Well, as I said, today is packing day, where I will be packing up all the preparations I've been making for the last few days to head down to Shepherd's Conference. It hopefully will all come together. I'm off this morning to pick up my rental car, and then I'll load it up for the trip down to ShepCon 2022, And hopefully I'll get all that done in time to go to youth group tonight, because I'd rather not miss that. But we'll see. And while I am down there, I'm going to be preaching twice. I'm going to be preaching both times at Calvary Baptist Church of Burbank. And this is going to be the evening services this Sunday and next Sunday. So if you're in the area, would love to have you come and meet you in person and get to hang out with you a little bit. And that's going to be at Calvary Baptist Burbank, Calvary Baptist Church of Burbank. And you can go to their website, www.calvarybaptistburbank.org, to get directions to the church and time and everything for the service and all that information. Would love to see you there. All right, well, I'm going to cut it short because I got a bunch of stuff to do today. I wish you the very best of Wednesdays. Remember to do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to do. And let's start that over here again, because I wanted to bring up something. I want to remind you once again, before we dig deeper into this, that all of my podcasts are pre-recorded for the next 2 weeks, so that you can keep up with the Bible reading here on Squirrel Chatter. And remember, if you do not have a physical copy of the Legacy Standard Bible, then I would encourage you then to get to go to read.lsbible.org. The entire text of the Bible is there online for you to read and follow along. And you can follow along probably most easily there. If you're following along with a New American Standard, you won't get too terribly lost. An English Standard Version, you're going to trip a few times trying to follow along. And then if you're using an NIV or a New Living Translation, or heavens forbid, the Message or something, you're going to be really lost. But you can get the full text of the Legacy Standard Bible at read.lsbible.org. It's all available online for you to read. And as I said, I haven't heard anything new in a while, but they were supposed to have the digital files done fairly soon. Excuse me, which means that the Legacy Standard Bible should be available very, very soon. The full text, you can get the New Testament on Accordance right now. And I believe that's the only digital platform that has the LSB. You can get the New Testament there, but the full text of the Bible should be available very soon on Accordance and probably Logos and various Bible apps. I'm looking forward to it being on the Literal Word app, as they have said that they will be putting the Legacy Standard Bible on the Literal Word app. The Literal Word app is, I believe, the best Bible app for your iPhone or Android. That's just my opinion. I'm not a paid employee of the people that put together the Literal Word app, but it's the one that I prefer. So I'm looking forward to it being there. All right, now let's do this again. Remember to do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to do. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. Pray for me as I'm traveling. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.